In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the third Sunday of the blessed month of Kiak, and the readings is from as well the first chapter of St. Luke. And we hear in this reading the praises that St. Mariam uttered when she heard the annunciation of the Lord Jesus Christ coming to her, and also she went to visit St. Elizabeth to serve her for the rest of the time of her pregnancy. And one of the things that the Saint Mary said in her praises, that she said about the Lord God while praising him, he has scattered the proud and the imagination of their hearts. There is no group of sinners that is so much opposed by God like the proud. It was not said that God, for example, opposes the adulterers or the murderers, but it is said that God opposes the proud and gives grace to the humbled. And here we hear that God will scatter the proud in the imagination of their hearts. What happens exactly when a man is tempted with pride? What exactly these imaginations that might lead those proud people to be scattered and dispersed as part of God's wrath upon them? First of all, a proud man tends to forget God. This is something in common among all of those people who are in the pride of their heart. They do not feel they need God. So we hear the Lord saying to Moses about the Israelites after they left Egypt, when your heart is lifted up and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. When the people were under tribulation in Egypt, they cried to God. When they are out, now they are in the promised land, a land that is full of good things, then their hearts now are lifted up. They are not in need of God. If there is something in common among all the people who are tempted with pride, is that God is not in their list. God comes to the list only when they need him. When they feel like there is a problem, there is a tribulation, a hardship, then they start searching for God. God is one of the accessories in their hearts. He has a place in the schedule whenever times allow this to happen. If time does not allow, which is usually the case, they will never search for God. They will totally abandon him and forget all of his benefits. How many times it came to our mind the things that we passed through at a difficult time, and we remember how God was good towards us, and we remember this instantly, and after this we forget everything as if nothing has been done. God did not do to us any favor, and we start maybe to blame him and think that God is not good to us, is not fair to us. Do not forget your Lord and all the benefits that he did towards you, because this is one of the imagination of the proud people, and this is by which God scatters them as well. Another thing is, in those proud people, they think more about themselves and their power. After forgetting God, then they start to have another God. No one can live in this world without a God. So they create God. Who is this God? The closest and the nearest and the dearest is myself. Everyone will make himself a God. Then you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gained me this wealth. It is because of my skills, my intelligence. It's because I was smart enough to do it this way. I am doing this, I am gaining all of that because I know how to do it. I know how to study, and I am a person who has attained all of this because of the might of my hand. So the first thing, we start to forget God, and secondly, we start to become obsessed about our strength, our might, what we have done right, and we start to seek after praises from men. We have God inside us. Who said that idols are not exist anymore? Yes, idols now, they are not like the old idols, like statues of wood or brass or iron. Idols now exist inside all of us. When we start thinking more about what we have done. The people who are humble, they know that every good thing in them comes from God. That's why they are thankful. They always hurry to God to say thank you for this day, for all of the blessings that I have today. Unless you have stretched your hand and helped me, I wouldn't even go back safely to my house, my home, and sleep among my children. But in the imagination of the heart of the proud, God do not exist. It is because of their might and power then they are enjoying these blessings. The bright person as well, he assumes that his wealth will last forever. Actually, part of the foolishness of the proud is that they assume that what they have will last forever. We hear this in the book of Obadiah. The pride of your heart has deceived you, you who dwell in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, you who say in your heart, who will bring me down to the ground? As if he will live all of his life in his youth. He will always enjoy good health. He will always be rich and wealthy. The bright person never think that whatever he has will come to an end. His health, maybe his wealth, his life at all will come to an end. Something never passes by the mind of the proud is that they will one day they will leave this world, they will become ashes, and they will go also in graves and turn into dust. Something never passes by their mind, never think about it. That's why they always live with this deceiving heart. We will be as is, and we will be staying healthy and wealthy to the end of our lives. If we really think about our end, if it comes to my mind, our mind, that we think even like a minute per day, that one day we will be carried by the people, maybe to the church, and to pray on us, and then we will live like anyone else. Maybe if we think that all what we are trying to gain, one day we will leave it behind us. Maybe if we think that our beauty and our health will come to an end to them, and also we will lose all of this, maybe things, a lot of things will change. Maybe we will give up a lot of things because simply we will give it anyhow. Give it willingly, or one day you will give it against your will and wish. Another thing from this imagination in the heart of the proud that makes them liable to this punishment is that they are always in a strife with others. They are always striving with others. They cannot live in peace with others. We hear this, by pride comes nothing but strife, in Proverbs 13:10. They are always struggling over authority. They are always struggling against any form of authority. You find even when small people are tempted with pride, they think that they are the only people who understand. Our parents, they do not understand. They are not smart enough. They just claim from another generation, from another country, they do not comprehend what we do. People who are tempted with a strife, they cannot live in peace. They will have something to fight for. You find people thinking that, why this person looked to me this way? Why he is talking to me that way? He should not be instructing me or criticizing me this way. And find when husband and wife are tempted with bride, they are struggling. Who will lead? The woman will come and say, no, why should the man lead? St. Paul, when he said that women should submit, this was in the old generation, 2,000 years ago, this is not applied. And the man come and said, my wife should not say anything. I am the leader. I am the one who should make the decisions. She should not even argue with me. It's all temptation of pride. It's all manifestation of this fatal disease of the spirit. People who are proud, they always live in a strife with others. They will never enjoy peace. Lastly, people who are proud as well, they never admit their faults. Even great losses are not enough to teach them. The best example is Pharaoh. We hear and we read this in the book of Exodus. When God said to Moses, you go and you take my people out of the land of Egypt. Pharaoh kept on resisting. Even his land was enduring the greatest losses ever heard. 10 plagues came to Egypt, over Egypt, to convince Pharaoh that you are wrong, you have to change your course, you have to admit that there is something wrong in your heart. Proud people, they never admit their mistake. They are willing to lose everything, of course, around them, not to himself, but they will never come and say, I'm wrong. Maybe I need to think about it again. Maybe I made a wrong decision. We hear this in the book of Isaiah. All the people will know Ephraim and the inhabitants of Samaria, who say in pride and arrogance of heart, the bricks have fallen down, but we will rebuild with hewn stones. The sycamores are cut down, but we will replace them with cedars. So what? If the land of Egypt is destroyed by a plague or the water changes to become blood, so what? Everything is restorable. We will get it back on track again. They never admit their faults. They are losing in their relationships. They are losing even financially. They are losing in their careers. They are losing in their relationship with God. And they still are not convinced that they are wrong. They blame everyone and everything. Maybe blaming God. Maybe blaming their parents. Maybe blaming the circumstances. Maybe blaming the whole system. But meanwhile, they are not mistaken. And even great losses will never teach them to say that I was wrong, I did a bad mistake. So here, the Saint Mary was praising God who lift up the humble and scatters the proud in the imagination of their hearts. Examine your heart if there is any element of pride in it, because this is a very dangerous spiritual disease. The pride people have things in common. Think about these 5 points and examine and see if any of these exist in you. The bright person, he forgets God and all his benefits. He thinks more about himself and his power. He assumes that his wealth will last forever. He is always in a strife with others, and he never admits his faults. Even great losses are not enough to teach him. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.